Two main messages in Belfast. Congratulations on a deal that's given a quarter of a century of peace, and a warning that Northern Ireland's future is dependent on restoring a devolved power-sharing government. At a major new campus for Ulster University, he addressed a mostly young audience, many who weren't born before the Good Friday Agreement. Much of his messaging, though, was to politicians.
That I believe democratic institutions established through the Good Friday Agreement remain critical to the future of Northern Ireland. A government that works to find ways through hard problems together is going to draw even greater opportunity in this region. So I hope the Assembly and the Executive will soon be restored. That's a judgment for you to make, not me, but I hope it happens.
It's here, the seat of devolved government, Stormont, where power should be shared between nationalists and unionists. The Democratic Unionist Party, the DUP, walked out in protest at post-Brexit trading restrictions more than a year ago, and its leader doesn't show any sign of changing position despite the presidential warning.
So it's quite something really when you think about it, the President of the US not only pointing a finger at Northern Ireland and saying, you know, you need to work harder, especially elected representatives, but just sort of point out how vulnerable all Western democracies are and how that requires elected representatives to take up their responsibilities.
People in Northern Ireland are divided about the US President. Many unionists say his visit is more like a stopover on his way to the Republic of Ireland. No walkabouts for Joe Biden because security is so heavy. But that's not the reason for the shortness of the schedule. Only 16 hours in Northern Ireland. And only a brief meeting over coffee with the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Downing Street said relations with the US were good, and the White House firmly denied a claim from a former Democratic Unionist leader that Biden hated the UK. Sunak supported Biden's views on power sharing.
And I think that's incredibly exciting. It will bring growth, jobs and prosperity to Northern Ireland. And I know he shares my ambition to see the institutions here back up and running. That's what people and businesses in Northern Ireland deserve.
President Biden left for the Irish Republic, having made it clear that peace in Northern Ireland needs bolstering. And that can't happen with political instability. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Belfast.